Only on 97 to 99 FM Radio 1.
The UK Top 40 with Mark Goodyear. Into 97.
Yeah! Go for it.
Radio 1.
This is the official Top 40 of 1996, and one band has all three of their hits of the year in the official chart of the year. They are the Spice Girls. But what do they think the year's bestseller will be?
I think the best-selling record would possibly be Hey Macarena.
Or the Fugees, Mel B thinks.
Emma thinks Macarena too.
I'd like it to be Wannabe, because we want some money.
Oh, we also think it could be the Fugees. That was a big seller, Killing Me Softly.
I think, yeah.
Could be the Smurfs.
I got that baby, Titi.
Number 10. The Christmas and the current weekly top 40 number one. And on the chart of the year, 10th bestseller, Spice Girls, Two Become One. OK, so we're into the real big songs here. Peter Andre was one of six acts to have two or more number ones in 1996. He got to the top with Flavour and I Feel You. But his best-selling single of the year wasn't either of those. It got to number two in June. On the chart of 96, it's number nine. '96 has been a year of instrumental tracks doing great business in the top 40. From February, Gusto. From April, Mark Snow. In June, Adam Clayton and Larry Mullen of U2. From September, BBE. And the biggest of them all, from April, Robert Miles and Children.
Eight.
Number eight, Robert Miles, Children.
The UK Top 40 of 96.
Higher we climb, 6:30 exactly. Who'll be number one? Keep listening to find out. Next, it's that big song for Euro 96.
The actual Wembley experience of hearing it sung by the crowd was just like the most fantastic thing. And if I live to be 100, the summer of 96 will always be that magic age. That moment at the end of the Scotland game, and as the teams was leaving the pitch, before they quite got off the pitch, the DJ put on Three Lions really loudly. And it was the first time I think the crowd really joined in with it completely. And it's the happiest I've ever been in my life. It's
coming home. Three Lions with an extra bit of Frank Skinner at number seven. One more to go, then it's the top five bestsellers of the year. This was not a one-hit wonder, but it didn't win Eurovision. Gina G.
The UK Top 40 of 96.
Gina's number six, now the top five bestsellers of the last 12 months. And at number five, Mark Morrison.
The chart of the year. The UK Top 40 of 96.
Spice Girls still have another two songs to go in the Top 40 of 1996. What a year it's been for them. But what about their own personal highlights?
Getting my tongue pierced and meeting and greeting all these mad people that we meet on our journey.
I think personally for me, Smash Hits and Top of the Pops were big highlights. Really exciting.
It was a big highlight for me seeing my mum's face after we all did, you know, our first huge performance, which was Smash Hits.
Dramatised.
I think for me it's when we get an award when it's the people's choice. That's what counts. Yeah. That's brilliant feeling.
And for me it was when I went to Anfield and saw them stuff Arsenal 2-0.
Four.
We haven't heard the last of them yet, but could they be the best-selling act of the year, or will it be somebody else? Stay tuned, because you'll find out here very soon. This is Mark Goodyear. Next, it's the top three On Radio 1's official best-selling singles list of 1996. Coming up tonight for New Year's Eve on Radio 1 at 7, Pete Tong with a real New Year's Eve party show, the all-time national anthems. Then Radio 1 takes you live at 10:30 to Castle Street, off Princes Street in Edinburgh, just by the castle. Dave Pearce will be there with between a quarter and a half a million people seeing in 1997. And if you want a great soundtrack to do it to, make sure you're listening to Dave Pearce and Radio 1 tonight from 10:30 until the wee small hours. So, number three, it's the single that sold more in its first week of release than any other single in the last 12 months. Guess which one?
Three.
Babylon Zoo. So, number three, not bad for a debut single. Babylon Zoo and Spaceman. So, moment of truth on the bestsellers list for 1996. The chart that is exclusive to Radio 1. This is number two. Oh, yeah. Spice Girls, number two.
The chart of the year. The UK Top 40 of 96.
This is Mark Goodyear live at Radio 1, and before the best-selling record of 1996, here is a complete countdown of the 40 best-selling singles. Number 40, Gary Barlow's debut solo record, Forever Love. 39, Jamiroquai, Virtual Insanity. 38, making a comeback with this single, George Michael, Jesus to a Child. And at 37, the debut hit for OMC, How Bizarre. 36, the Bing International success for Donna Lewis, I Love You Always Forever. Celine Dion, number 35, It's All Coming Back to Me Now. 34, and top 10 for Living Joy, Don't Stop Moving. Peter Andre, Flavor at 33. At 32, Suggs and Cecilia. And at 31, Dumblane, Knocking on Heaven's Door. Number 30, You're Gorgeous, Baby Bird. At 29, Tony Rich Project, the biggest of his career so far, Nobody Knows. 28, Gabrielle with a Motown sounding, Give Me a Little More Time. 27, Celine Dion, again, Because You Love Me. And at 26, One and One by Robert Miles. 25, the original TV theme from The X-Files by Mark Snow. At 24, the third number one in 96 for the Fugees, Ready or Not. 23, Born Slippy, Trainspotting, It Was Underworld. And at 22, Macarena, Los Del Rio's international number one. And at 21, George Michael and Fast Love. Number 20, the debut hit for 3T, Anything. At 19, Robson and Jerome with What Becomes of the Broken Hearted. 18, a real comeback for E17 with Gabrielle, If You Ever. And at 17, Breakfast at Tiffany's by Deep Blue Something. 16, Boyzone, one of their number ones, Words. And at 15, Firestarter by The Prodigy. Number 14, it's also The Prodigy, it's Breathe, and their album's due in the spring, by the way. 13, Tony Braxton, still at number 2 this week with Unbreak My Heart. At 12, Take That's Farewell single, How Deep Is Your Love. And at number 11, Oasis, and Don't Look Back in Anger. Number 10, Spice Girls, still at number 1, Two Become One. Number 9, Peter Andre and Mysterious Girl. Number 8, the international smash for Robert Miles, Children. Number 7, the Euro 96 song, Badil, Skinner and the Lightning Seed, Three Lions. And at number 6, the Eurovision one from Gina G, Ooh Ah, Just a Little Bit. Number 5, the debut top tenner for Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac. Number 4, Spice Girls and Say You'll Be There. The Levi's song from Babylon Zoo, Spaceman, is number 3. And at number 2, Spice Girls' debut hit, Wannabe. Stand by for the best-selling song of 1996.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's Killing Me Softly by the Fugees.
Drumming my pain with his fingers.
Killing Me Softly by the Fugees is the biggest selling record of the year, and you put it there. Remember, Radio 1 has the only official Top 40, the weekly countdown you trust every Sunday from 4 till 7. Stand by next on Radio 1 for Pete Tong with the perfect New Year warm-up, the all-time national anthems, followed by Dave Pearce at 10:30 live in Edinburgh for New Year. I'm Mark Goodyear. Thanks a lot for listening. The girls put it as well as I would.
Hi, we're the Spice Girls. Happy New Year!
Pete Tong's all-time national anthems. The 40 hugest dance tunes ever on Radio 1.
Here they come then, the 40 big tunes guaranteed to rock the party anytime, any place, any
everywhere for New Year's Eve 1996.